This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Shoot Chats, hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Time for a seasonal tradition here in the G-Bag Nation. Keep Merle Yellerum started over a decade ago. We'd ask the question at the conclusion of a pro sports season, should we keep these players or should we, you know, take them out to the back 40 and, you know, say goodbye to them? And, you know, it's time once again to reignite that tradition. Do understand that some of you listeners out there were very sensitive to the sound of a canine, the drama reenactment of a dramatic reenactment of a canine passing. So we have decided to dispose of that. You know, we don't want any sensitive ears being offended.
For the people that don't remember, should we play the sound for them one time just to remind them, or is that probably too?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't do that.
Sounds okay.
Yeah, right. you were somewhere not in the building when that was going on. That discussion happened. I wouldn't do that.
Gotcha. So from this day forward, keep them or send them up to the spirit in the sky. That's where I'm going to go when I die.
Mm. Yeah. Norman Greenbaum?
Yes, sir.
Spirit of the sky.
Or should it be keep them or send them to a no-kill shelter? You know, some of those folks out there doing those no-kill shelters, doing some great work. Those are your real dog lovers out there.
Yep.
They might have 400 of them things on the premises.
Absolutely.
You know, they not only do they got to not kill them and keep them, they got to keep those dogs from fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of work. You know, not easy. By the way, Shin-Soo Chu retired today after his final season in the Korean Pro League, 42 years old. Former Ranger, had a great run himself. You know, he was hurt a lot with the Rangers, but when he was right, dude, he could get it going.
Yeah, when he was on, it was fun to watch.
What else do we have going on? We have the Mets and Braves still scoreless. Is this after two or heading to the bottom of the two?
Bottom of the two.
Okay, so the Braves need to win this game, and they did not start Chris Sale with back spasms.
Back spasms, right, yeah.
Those are either some rather unfortunately timed spasms, as they need to win this game to get into the playoffs, or maybe it's just a sign they got a wink-wink deal with the Mets. Now, this would be your hated rival. Whichever sports team you hate the most, could you imagine doing this? I think I could. I want to make the playoffs more than I hate any team in my division. You know, so I mean, maybe we can't have a massive get together. It would turn into a fist fight. But there's a representative from one team that could go to the other with this kind of messaging.
Didn't the Chargers and the Raiders have a game recently here where all they had to do was tie and they had a chance to tie?
And they were going to do it until there was a timeout that was called at the end of the game.
The Raiders, I think, kicked the game-winning field goal, didn't they?
Yep, it was a typical Brandon Staley mess-up situation.
Yeah, I honestly can't remember who came out on the right side of it, but if they just had tied, then they both go to the playoffs.
Oh, wait. Was that the when the Chargers went to the playoffs and got beat by Jacksonville?
I think that's actually what happened.
Hated rivals there in the AFC West. You know, none of those teams like each other, and they might actually do something that's against their better interests.
I think Staley had a chance to tie it, and he didn't do it. Yeah.
We have three bullpen options here in Keepem or Old Yellerum to look at. Well, three veteran ones. There's actually a fourth. It's kind of a World Series legend. Andrew Chafin. You have, of course, David Robertson and Kirby Yates at, what are we looking at? For Chafin's 34 years old. He has a club option at $6.5 million for the 2025 season. Robertson, 39. Yates, 37. And then Jose Leclerc, who's somehow already 30 years old, is on this list as well. Which surprised me.
All those guys are free, right? With the exception of Chapin?
Yeah, you got the option. And then everybody else is a free agent. You want to bring any of those guys back? I would like to bring back at least Robertson and Yates. I just don't know that we have the payroll to pull something off that like that, Wolchuk.
Yeah, I'm all in on Yates for sure. I think you got to try and bring him back. I'd like David Robertson. I mean, at 40 years old, I don't think for $7 million you're picking that up. Maybe you go ahead and try and work a deal if he wants to come back for a little bit less. But, I mean, the big question to me is Leclerc. Like, he's your World Series hero. You made a great run in the postseason, what he was able to do. But I don't know, like, was that just kind of a flash in the pan for Jose Leclerc?
Let's move on.
You're moving on?
Moving on from that.
I mean, you're talking about like some real psychological
high type there. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like that you could probably get something better there. I mean, you probably got guys that you're thinking about that were starters that you want to move into those spots and stuff like that. It's just too up and down for me on that guy.
I mean, things have to fall into place for you so well to win that World Series with the adventures that Leclerc and Chapman took us on and the runners they got on. And those are the things that a good GM thinks about. The good GM doesn't think, well, this guy's special. He won a World Series. He's got the makeup of a champion. No, some guys do. Like, it appeared that Montgomery probably did.
Yeah.
It's obvious Eovaldi does. It's obvious Seager does. But you know, guys that are falling flat on their face after winning you a championship, I think you have to be more leaning towards let's move on from the role players and hang on to the guys that are you know, proven clutch gene dudes. And it's clear who those guys are on your team.
Yeah, and it's a much more difficult decision in the offseason right after winning the championship, I think. Yeah. Now that you've had a year to kind of sober up from, I mean, Broadus is still blowing a .03 or so at least.
Did we ever sober up?
But I think you're able to be a little bit more logical and rational about some of these things.
Yeah. Nathan Eovaldi at 34 years old, that's the litmus test for the entire offseason and the Rangers' plans, right?
They gotta. I think that's a move that you have to make. I mean, I think Yates and Eovaldi, those are the two guys for sure I'm trying to bring back. And Evo, yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, he's going to have an option. I wonder about the Houston Astros. I mean, he's a kid from Alvin, Texas. Do the Astros come over and say, we'll go ahead and offer more than what the Rangers are willing to go through? And then he's going to have to make that decision. Am I in this for $5 million more? Is it $25 million with Houston, $20 million with the Rangers, whatever it is? But I think the leadership, I mean, that's every time we did a player show with a pitcher, it was Nathan Eovaldi and how he's taking guys under his wing and the calmness and the leadership and the veteran mentality. And every big games, I mean, you know he's showing up. I think Eovaldi is a must-have back. He's
go ahead.
No, you could make a case that you don't need him on paper.
Yes,
right?
You can.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Guys that you have with the quality that you have, but we're talking about intangibles and paper greatness.
Big game stuff, dude. And I think if Eovaldi's back, that means he's been sold by CY and this team that they're really trying to win. Yeah. He above anybody is a dude, especially at this point in his career. He wants to be somewhere he's going to win. So if he inks the deal back with the Rangers, I think that means, hey, that's a good sign that other things are going to be coming here as the offseason progresses and then even into the trade deadline for next season as a team that's going to be trying to win. And as Wolchuk mentioned, I mean, there's nobody has an entire clubhouse under their wing when you lift it up. But when you lift up Eovaldi's wing, the entire clubhouse is under it.
That's
dude.
A great point. Not just the pitchers.
Yeah, but you got DeGrom. You got Bradford.
You can't have enough arms. I think that's been proven over the last 2 years.
I mean, look at the Astros this season.
Leiter, Rocker, Mally,
Atlanta.
You got a lot. I mean, I agree. You have to have arms, but you also have to if we're in this one of these deals where you're paying a guy, we lose the opportunity to sign somebody else or have somebody else. You've already got pitchers. You've already got starting pitching in DeGrom. I mean, he came back and showed you that he's your number one guy. Where does Eovaldi fit? Is he number two?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay. Everybody loves Bradford. We just had.
Yeah. Bradford as your three is pretty dang impressive.
I'm thinking of Rocker being my three.
I feel you on that.
Yeah. They are loaded. I just think that
I don't think you can afford him. That's me.
Well, then I would love to see where do those dollars get allocated? You know, where's the pivot there with the Evaldi money? What are you bringing?
Yeah. Don't give me a Carl Lawson and a couple of other jobber defensive tackles instead of Derrick Henry.
Don't give me Linval Joseph.
Thank you. Okay. Andrew Heaney is 33 years old. That's where we get below the line, clearly, to me. As much as I love Heen Dog and the great line that he gave to Corey Seager to drop at the championship parade and his wonderful work on the Rangers player show with us from time to time, Andrew Heaney's probably got to go. Okay, you are looking at a mutual option, though, $7 million for the 2025 season. That's not too bad an allocation, but I think every mil is it's pretty important here. Speaking of pitchers, on the underside of that line is the 40-year-old Max Scherzer. Very appropriate tie-in here. He's got the sheepdog eyes.
Yeah, he does.
You know, he's got two different color eyes.
Thank you for everything, Mad Max. But you can go be somebody else's headache. And is he going to pitch today?
Oh, you just called him a headache?
Yeah, at this stage in his career, I think he is.
Won't even let you play the music that you want in the weight room. Sorry, I used to be good 5 years ago.
The reliability at 40 years old for Max Scherzer, it's just not there anymore. He's a Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it. But, I mean, I'm nervous. Like, is he making the start every fifth day? I have no idea.
It would have to be incentive-laden, like so much per start is what we're going to pay you here. Jose Urena, 33 years old. Wolchuk brought us.
I'll tell you what, man. The record didn't appear, but that guy did more for you this year than, I mean, when you started talking. When there was like spot starts, long relief, take up innings, game out of hand, he pitches for like five innings. I'd find a way to kind of keep him around and work. I know he's a veteran guy, but man, he showed a lot of toughness taking the ball for you last year or this past year.
Could be a piece in the bullpen.
More toughness than some of these Tolos. I tell you what, emailing our boss about offensive make believe stuff. But that's neither here nor there.
How many emails were received? I would just love. Is this one bad apple? Is this a full tree of apples?
When management walks in and says don't do it, you don't do it. You just don't.
I'm not advocating to do it. Yeah. I'm just trying most to figure out how many emails.
Management says management walks in and says, hey, listen, don't do it. You don't do it. You know, or you end up like me, you get fired.
I was about to say, how many times did you push back on Parcells?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to give everybody, you young guys, a little bit of understanding.
Speaking of young guys, the 33-year-old outfield utility player, World Series and ALCS hero, Travis Jankowski. Come on back, buddy.
Bring him back, El Blondie. We love him. He said he wants to retire. El Blondie.
El Blondie. Lifetime deal for this guy, Janko, right, Brian?
What are you doing over there?
You want the lifetime deal for Janko?
What are you doing over
there? He's the best player we have on the player show. The best personality.
Hey, can we put another pinch hitter in baseball?
I don't even want to go to surprise if he's not going to be in that clubhouse.
Can we pay him in our gift cards that we get?
It's not going to be a lot.
Bro, you're paying him $1.7 million in gift cards right now.
That's what I'm saying. No kidding. Yeah, can we get our Pluckers gift cards? Hey, for coming back, we'll give you a couple of Pluckers.
I'll throw in to keep Janko. I'll tell you that much.
Okay, well, yeah, who's the one guy that you're going to be like, hey, Brandon Hurtado, let's do the same Jordan Montgomery situation where it's like lifetime barbecue.
Oh, that'd be Evo.
Would that be Evo for you?
Yeah.
Lifetime barbecue.
I guess shots fired at El Blondie.
You heard it here first.
You don't need to.
Yeah, we'll figure out another way to get El Blondie.
He's lifetime coming back, right? You don't have to worry about that.
He said he wants to retire as a Ranger.
Yeah, he loves it down here.
Don't worry about that then.
Top 10 at 420 is coming up.
What's up to Broadus? Then he's going to retire this offseason.
I can't believe you weren't supporting him more.
Oh, I saw you trying to cheerlead over there. And you're looking around.
What was wrong with cheerleading Janko?
Nobody was going.
You don't like ALCS heroes?
You felt you were like, whoa, nobody's going with me on this one.
Don't let him watchdog you.
Of course, Wolchuk did.
I did.
Wolchuk will go with you on anything, Brian.
You were going, oh, Blondie, and you're looking around, and nobody was going with you, and you're like, oh, what'd I just do? And then all of a sudden, Wolchuk's like, oh, El Blondie.
I'm supporting this guy. I don't know why I caught a stray there. What the hell?
I think you're just.
I looked over at you, Dawson, and you were like alone on that island.
I knew Wolchuk would have my back.
Not for he was very slow to
shut up over there, Brian.
That's because the
very
thing
slow
about
to
your
the
back
trigger.
Is,
Brian, you're cutting into my segment. All right, Michael.
Oh yeah, it's a top 10 day.
Golly,
Brian, I got
to go 2-for-1 here.
I know we got sideways earlier when you accused me of being a Dak hater, but this one's next level. I didn't have Broadus siding with the Xennial overly offended sensitive people on my bingo card today. I'll tell you that.
Me
much.
Neither.
All offended. You're not even a dog owner over there, and you're feeling bad.
Broadus, you going down the hall to the boss's office in the break and going to ask for more things that we're not allowed to do and say?
You know what? I'll do anything to help you keep your gig because I lost mine along the way. You know, I just looking out for you young guys. You got all these, you know, Trajan Wealth and those people. You need to, like, sign up for that stuff.
We're about to talk Trajan Wealth here in just a moment, Trajan actually. Yeah,
exactly. You got to go apologize to Spittle for me wanting to play that dog sound effect, I'm sure. Top 10's coming up.
We're going right now. Can you,
where are you taking us?
Good stuff, buddy. Yeah, I'll try mixing some NFL news. Wow. We also had National Coffee Day yesterday. What's your favorite morning beverage? 877-881-1053.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.